WRC, WRC-FM, your World Series stations in Washington.
The National Broadcasting Company wishes to thank the following programs and sponsors for relinquishing their time in order that we might bring you the great debate later on this evening at 7:30. Johnson and Swanson, sponsors of the Mr. Fix-It program, the Do-It-Yourselfer, Maggie Murphy's Mineral Water, sponsors of Old Granddad's Record Shop, Pong Ping, the greatest name in ping pong balls and paddles, sponsors of the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge, along with its regular panel members, Mr. Orson Meyer, Miss Anna Nim, and Professor Heinrich Van Lines. These programs will be heard next week at their regular times. Now, stay tuned for What's Left of the Joy Boys tonight.
That ain't much.
Is it ever?
Well, no, I guess not.
Forget it, then.
Okay. Noah, I'll play the theme.
You mean now?
Not the theme, Noah.
Oh, commercial?
Yes.
Now?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Bob Buick Special Hope.
What's so special about the Buick Special?
What's so special about the Buick Special?
That's right.
It's the best of both worlds, that's what. Has the room, the ride, the go, the pride of the costliest cars. Yet handles easy and saves you money like the small cars.
A very special combination.
And then there's the engine of the Buick Special, a V8 made of aluminum. Turns dead weight into live action. Means more pow for pound.
A very special engine.
And the new dual-path transmission of the Buick Special. The case is made of aluminum. The transmission designed from start to finish for a special-sized car. A
very special transmission.
And the room and the ride, the go and the price of the Buick Special. Just a whisper above the compacts. It's very special.
Where?
Where else? Your quality Buick dealers. A very special place.
Howdy, folks. This is Old Granddad
and Mr. Fix-It, Heinrich von Line,
Anna Nim,
Orson Meyer.
Quite frankly, folks, we're a little put out about this whole thing. They didn't consult us when they took our time away, did they?
They certainly did not. I was having a great do-it-yourself project here, but we were going to have a great word. We were going to give the panel a good time this evening.
Well, I don't know about you fellas, but I kind of look forward to that check every week, you know. I mean, after all, I'm an old man here. We'll be back next Friday anyway.
The Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening to you on this short edition of the Joy Boys program. Willard Scott here.
Ed Walker here.
Reminding you that tonight at 7:30, a very historic thing will take place here at the National Broadcasting Company. We will present part two of the Great Debate with Senator John Kennedy and Vice President Richard Nixon.
In just one moment, we're going to take you behind the scenes and let you meet some of the people that have been milling around the NBC building here in Washington for the past few days. I don't think you have any idea of what preparations go into such a telecast.
We will interview some of the people who make tonight's program possible and some of the sidelights, so keep tuned. Right now, Edward, a word.
Safeway's famous S-Brand sale is here again, so take advantage of this great food event and stock up now on all the fine quality S-Brand foods that you'll find only at Safeway. These are the brands that are processed and fully guaranteed by Safeway. And here are some of the values that you'll find during this great event.
46-ounce can of Leilani pineapple grapefruit juice. 27 cents or 4 for $1. 46-ounce can of Townhouse orange juice, 35 cents or 3 for $1. 46-ounce can of Townhouse tomato juice, 27 cents or 3 for 79 cents. And 30-ounce can of Highway pork and beans, 20 cents or 3 for 55.
And you'll find more fine quality foods at comparable low prices, too, when you shop these items in the S-Brand sale at Safeway. Your guarantee of high quality at low prices. So shop and save during the famous Safeway's S-Brand sale. While you're shopping Safeway, pick up Volume 6 of the Golden Book Encyclopedia, only 99 cents at
at Safeway.
Would you introduce me now because it is on tape, Eddie?
Oh, yes. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Willard Scott.
Willard Scott speaking to you from upstairs here in Studio A of the National Broadcasting Company, where in just about 20 minutes from now, the great debate will be heard. We are going to go behind the scenes and talk to some interesting people who are making tonight's program possible. We would like to speak, first of all, with the chief NBC page, Mr. Herkimer Clodd. Herkimer?
How do you do? Hi, Willard.
Welcome to the Joy Boys on the Air, Herkimer.
Yeah, I've been on your show before.
Would you tell our listeners exactly what are the duties of a page during the great debate?
Well, there are many things that a page has to do. For instance, escorting people into the studios and holding the doors for distinguished people.
How do you determine who is a distinguished people?
They have worried looks. You know, they're gaunt.
I noticed you're wearing a beautiful NBC page's uniform with epaulettes. You have a gorgeous cap on, very finely shaped, beautiful gold braid around you. But you're wearing tennis sneakers.
Yes, that's
right. Is there any reason for this?
That was the orders from the company. They don't want our shoes to squeak or make noise when the microphones are on.
How many pages are there for this great debate?
I have 18 pages altogether. That's almost a book.
Well, thank you, Herkimer. I think I'm going to switch now to my colleague, Ed Walker, who's at the other side of the hall. Come in, Ed Walker, who's going to interview the coat rack attendant.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ed Walker speaking to you from outside the main television studio here at NBC, where we're going to talk to the coat rack attendant. Mr. Harris Tweed. Mr. Tweed, could we have a word with you for just a moment, please?
How do you do, Mr. Walker?
Well, usually when people check their coats, they receive a little wooden number tag or something so they'll know which coat.
Or a metallic button, that's right.
Yes, well, you're not doing that. What exactly
are
you doing?
Well, that's why I got... It was on that grounds that I got the concession to check the coats and hats here.
I see.
Notice this little emblem here?
Oh, yes, a little donkey.
This is a donkey. For all the Democrats, I have then on the back of the donkey is a number.
Oh, I see. And how about for the
Republicans? For the Republicans.
Mm-hmm. And for the ladies, what do you have?
Little mink lined hangers over there to hang up their garments.
Very nice. And of course, you have an awful lot of press and newspaper men here. What
big barrel over there. We just throw their coats in the barrel. They're not too particular. You know, those guys are on the go all the time.
They're not busting it off. I see.
Another reporter from the News Post Star came in there time.
And I notice also, Mr. Tweed, that you have a big counter full of films and flashbulbs.
Well, you know how it is here. People can't resist taking pictures with all the dignitaries. So, you know, what the heck? A few bucks on the side, never hurt anybody. We sell these out here.
Besides some of the newspaper men.
Would you like to buy some 620 Kodachrome here?
No, thank you. We
special
have to
buy two rolls
now back to Willard Scott.
How about a brownie Hawkeye? We got a beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eddie. What is John here speaking to you right from the speaker's rostrum where this great debate will take place. We are speaking now with the man who's in charge of the great security program for this entire building. Let's come over here, sir. Mr.
Mason Perry. Yes, how do you do?
Welcome to our program, Mr. Perry.
Thank you. What's your name?
Willard Scott.
Do you have clearance to be in here? Let me see your
No, sir. What I mean, I just missed the interview. Would you speak to this microphone?
What is that in your hand?
A microphone, sir.
Let me check it and make sure that
it's our microphone. Please don't mess with the equipment. Please,
I better dunk
your hands off the equipment. Now, will you please?
All right.
Look, thank you.
I better dunk it in the water there.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute. Your face looks awfully familiar to me. Let me just...
I'm a TV star.
Check through my wanted circulars that I always carry with me here. There you are, right there. Babyface McCloud.
No, I'm Willard Scott.
Come on, McCloud. You're going back to the office. We're going to lock you up till after the show, and then we'll settle with you later. Come on,
officer. Try to understand.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Ed Walker. Seems to be a little problem here, so we'll switch back to the studio for a word from our sponsor.
There are lots of fine beers these days, but there's one, just one, that captures the wonderful, refreshing flavor of the land of sky blue waters. Ham's Beer from the enchanted Northland. It's a flavor so popular that today Ham's is a favorite bestseller among the top handful of America's largest selling beers. Reach for a Ham's right now.
This is Morgan Beatty bringing you news of the world. Tonight in the headlines, the big story, a special report. Key registration shows tremendous vote in November.
Your dial is set for the election sound of the 60s on NBC Radio.
WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in Washington.
So you see, the guy
ladies and gentlemen, this is Ed Walker. We're speaking to you from NBC in Washington here. In the background, you can hear Morgan Beatty, NBC News, in the background.
And as you may be able to tell, NBC Convention Central is a beehive of activity. Things are really buzzing around here tonight. And we're going to let you in on some of the ins and outs of the election coverage.
Did you tell them, Eddie, that we're doing all we can and, get NBC listeners the
fastest,
finest election coverage?
Because
they have electronic computers. They have machines upstairs that will bring exact returns in just as soon as those returns come in. And so we'd like now to introduce you to our two members of our newsroom who are going to take us for a tour of the NBC newsroom. First of all, here's Richard Darkness, NBC News Washington.
Richard Darkness, NBC News Washington. A good evening. And also with Richard is Morgan Beatty of NBC News.
And the news tonight is transcribed. It's going to be a big one. Election Central is a beehive. Excuse me, I dropped my lunch here. I'm getting a little nervous.
Now, actually, all we want you to do, Mo and Dick,
yes, of course,
is to take us for a tour of the elaborate setup that NBC has made for the convention coverage.
I'd just like to butt in here, if you'd like to step inside the studio. I'd like to talk to you in there a little better, then we can take you for a tour of the newsroom. All right,
let's play our theme, fellas, and then we'll pick up inside the studio and talk to Mo.
How about you?
The joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Back in the studio again. Morgan Beatty over there. Mo, can I talk to you for just a second, please?
Yes, sir. How do you do?
Fine. This is a nice studio. This obviously is not where they're going to have the convention results. I noticed you have an organist in here. What's the idea?
That's right. We got him hired here from the convention back in Chicago and in Los Angeles. This was the fellow who played for the Democrats and the Republicans when they were on the floor. He was the staff organist and...
Yeah, but it doesn't
I liked
quite,
him so good that I hired him for NBC.
He doesn't just fit in with the convention coverage.
Well, I know, but I'm a big personal sort of a slob, and I just thought I'd ask him in on the show tonight.
I'm playing loud enough, Mr. Bing.
Doing real good. I'll come on after the show is over tonight. Susan gets the clear studio. They lock the door. You see the ice bucket.
Well, that's Mo. That's very nice. It adds sort of a personal touch to the convention here, doesn't it?
Dick, I notice you have a gentleman with the arm over there.
That is correct. Would you come over here, sir, and meet Willard Scott and Ed Walker?
How do you do?
How do you do? I remember you.
I think I remember you from the convention.
That's right. If you recall, I was stationed at both conventions, and I was in charge of leading the cheers of the demonstrations and things like that.
You're on a retaining fee, is my
name? That's right. I am paid a basic retaining fee by both parties to be here this evening. And then when the final results are in, I will be leading the cheers, blowing my horns, ringing the bells.
For whom?
For whom the bell's toll depends on who wins the election.
Would you give us a sample cheer, and so not to be nonpartisan, to be nonpartisan, would you give us a sample of both cheers, for instance?
All right. Yay, Nixon!
Now, that's in case Republicans win.
And what do you say if Mr. Kennedy wins?
Yay! Kennedy.
I think you can see that NBC is going to capture this election spirit in a way that we're also going to talk to an NBC pollster who has been hired by the National Broadcasting Company to predict later on in our program. But right now I see there's a...
Get us have a little music here.
I've always wanted to be a disc jockey.
Whirl it, boy.
Now we're going to hear one of the top 40 tunes all around the...
We don't play that jazz.
All right, play something. Wait.
I think we can go down this way. That was pretty, Dick. Yeah. Would you tell us where we're going to go now, Dick?
Right now.
I'd like to tell you if I could.
All right, Mo, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, no, I've been a little loud, but I just thought I might.
All right, now, we're going to the NBC poll room. Now, this is where the pollsters keep charts
telling all about the trends in the various states and who is the favorite to win the election.
We have our own pollster, don't we?
That is right. His name is Harry Trotter. Maybe you've heard of the Trotter poll.
That's right. Can we just go? Is this the room here?
I think, is this the room, Mo, right here?
That's the poll room. Let's go inside now.
I'll open the door here.
Mo, Dick.
Hey, that was a good one in the side pocket.
Arthur, what are you doing in the poll room?
Well, I don't have anything to do for a while. I'm racking right up.
Looks, Eddie, looks like he's shooting poll over there. I mean, or did we pronounce it?
Mo, I think you read that sign wrong. You sure that was poll room?
Oh, look, coming early, New York. I think it's pool room.
Oh, this
is the NBC Engineers Lounge. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's get out of here. We'll get back to the fellas and the tour in just a moment. First of all, I want to remind you that your Rambler dealer is the only dealer who sells a complete line of compact cars for 1961. All new Rambler Americans, all-purpose Rambler Classics, luxurious ambassadors. So see your Rambler dealer right now, will you? And you'll be glad you did. All right, let's get back to our tour of the building here.
I don't understand why Mo, there wasn't in the other room.
Mo, we're back on the air now.
And the news tonight is...
No, Mo, I mean...
There's a story coming in now.
Mo, will you shut up?
Listen, Mr. Beatty, if you don't mind, we know you'll be on for the whole thing in a few minutes, but right now, let's go on down the hall.
Yeah, now, Mo, up here, we're on the top floor now. We came up in the elevator while the record was on. Here is
a
big...
The drying's still open, and the boss must be home.
Yeah, a big, impressive room here. Looks like technical center or something on the door. Is this where they're going to have all the...
Exactly what we're going to do right now. We thought we might just go into the technical center of this beautiful NBC election central coverage, where the engineers are all gathered round to bring you the first and fastest results of this election. The brain, the computer, the univac, the whole mechanism's all working in there right now.
I see. Well, let's, would you, is all right to go in there?
Dick, what do you think?
Well, I think we're working here. We might just as well open the door and go right on in. I'll just open the door here.
What's going on, sir?
I hear sound, but I don't see anybody applauding, Mo. What is going on here?
Who's laughing at me? I don't do no comedy, Dick.
Excuse me, Mr. Beatty, but I think you're in the wrong technical status, sir.
Excuse us, fellas. What are you doing with those records over there?
Well, we're engineers in charge of dubbing in the sound laughter. Hey, that's a good sound there, Joe. We dub in the sound, the applause, and the laughter on a quiz program. That breaks me up every time I hear them laugh.
Could you guys tell us where is the NBC Election Central coverage?
I never heard of it.
I know where it is.
I've been in here for 5 years technically augmenting programs. I never even heard of the convention. Thank you. Hey, that's beautiful. TBB lower on the...
That's here. I'm fine. Come on, let's go.
That's going to go over
the... They move it.
We've fooled around here long enough, fellas. We've got to get to Election Central. We're key newsmen in charge, and we only have 15 minutes to get to our station. So if you'll follow me, fellas, we'll go right to Election Central.
Certainly,
all right?
Dick. Certainly. It is getting near airtime. It won't be long.
I'm getting the last-minute butterflies, you know.
I'm getting nervous, too. I don't know why.
Here it is, Mo. Right here. The studio,
okay,
I think.
The door, right?
Yeah, open the door.
It was shortly past midnight. I looked around the room.
Who's that guy over there, Dicker?
All I could see was ashes in the hearth.
All the minister shows went off the air about a year ago. I don't understand.
I was alone, and she was gone.
Excuse me.
I was...
Morgan Beatty, NBC News.
Richard Darkness, NBC News.
Willard Scott, friend of Morgan Beatty and Richard Darkness.
Ed Walker, friend of Willard Scott, Morgan Beatty, and Richard Darkness.
Who's that guy on the organ over there?
Well, that's Rita Rosa.
Huh.
This looks like a fellow, but it's actually a woman.
That's right. I've been
bad for engineer either. I mean...
You fellows don't mind. You're breaking up a very... interesting thing here. We're rehearsing a show.
You can knock off the organ, Rita.
Okay.
Fall off, Rita. I don't know why you're clumsy.
You interrupted us. We were... hand me that bag there, would you please? If you don't mind, I'm going to eat my peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Would you tell us what's going on in Studio 14 here?
I'm a staff announcer.
Yeah?
And there's nothing going on in here right now.
You're not covering the elections in here?
No, I'm just doing breaks every half hour.
On what?
You know, Channel 4, Washington.
What are you doing in this studio? This studio hasn't been used in 7 years.
Well, I'm an old radio actor, and I used to do mysteries, and I sort of have a love for them. And even though they've gone off the air, I always take half of my lunch hour. And
on your dinner hour?
Yes, and I read old mystery scripts. Here's a whole pile of them. Orson Welles.
Very interesting. Maybe someday we can do a monitor feature.
Can I have half of that sandwich?
Certainly, Rita. Here you are.
Well, it's nice to see you guys, you know, keep your fingers in it there.
That's all right, yes. Well,
okay.
Thank you. If you don't mind, I'll get back
to
you.
Hey, look, I don't care about you guys being melodramatic, but it's getting near airtime, and we've got to find Electric Central.
Otherwise, go ahead and get out.
No fee, Baba, no money.
I was slipping off here to the side while Morgan VDIs and Richard Darkness and Eddie are down the hall trying to find Election Central. Apparently, our men are having a little trouble. I have a word here. You know, Americans' national purpose is something we've heard spoken quite a bit of in the last couple of months. Well, it grew out of a series of articles recently presented by Life magazine. And their series got people thinking about our heritage, the problems of the present, and the challenge of the future. Today, the national purpose is a household phrase and a campaign keynote for both candidates. And in the August Life, they started a background for voting, a special feature, an informative series that dealt with foreign policy, the farm problem, defense. And these enabled prospective voters to focus on the important differences between the parties and the candidates. Well, Election Day has now come and gone for this eastern half of the United States, and we of Life magazine hope that this article in Life and the series of articles helped you to vote more intelligently, more wisely. Now, I think we have some music if we possibly can. Oh, no? Oh, okay. Look, let me go on down. Let me walk out in the hall and join these guys. Fellas,
that is ridiculous. We've got to find the right studio.
This is NBC.
10 minutes till airtime, and we haven't found the right. There's so many studios here, I just don't know. Oh, here's one. I'm desperate. I'll try anyone. Open that door, Mo, would you please?
Hey, K-Ad. What time is it?
It's Howdy Doody time!
Again for Howdy Doody.
Just one moment. Cotton picking moment there, please.
Hi, Dayak. How are you?
What is going on in here? I'm looking for NBC's Election Central.
Well, hi, I'm Buffalo Boob. I'm doing the Howdy Doody show, and we're kinescoping it and selling it to cities all across the land. You know, we lost our network contract last week.
This is ridiculous.
Well, not really too ridiculous, is it?
Goodbye, Buffalo Bob.
Bye-bye, our guy gang.
And I, fellas, I'm really desperate now because we're going on the air in just a few moments here.
This is a little embarrassing, ladies and gentlemen. It's now, well, let's say 6 minutes before 7:30, which means 6 minutes before Richard Darkness and Mo Beatty have to, you know, bring the election results to the nation.
Correct.
I don't understand it myself. Something's wrong here somewhere.
Wait just a moment. Here,
I thought I understood it.
Here is a door here. We haven't tried yet. Do you think we should go in there?
I think we better try all the doors in the building
all
because
right.
Apparently we just opened this door here. And, I think this is it, fellas.
Here he comes.
Wonderful. There's our pollster that we were trying to find a while ago. He's sitting over there working over some charts.
Let's see if we can. You must be Harry
Trotter.
Harry Trotter,
Harry Trotter, that's what I am. Yes.
Harry, welcome to NBC's microphones.
Thank
and tonight,
you very much.
I know there's plenty of black coffee and sandwiches to keep you guys up.
That's right. That's my coffee you're drinking there.
Anyway, you, I understand, are predicting the election outcome by just a few figures. Now, we have here the first returns that are beginning to come in now.
That's right.
Would you be able to sit down here with these, say, I think we have less than 1% of 1% of the voting returns in so far?
That is correct. No.
What do you predict? Is it going to be Republican or Democratic victory?
According to the things we have here, you must base it on the popular vote subtracted from the unpopular vote, divided into the electoral college system of students there. And then you have the other colleges which have a factor involved there, plus the rural vote and the write-in vote against the urban vote, according to the roll vote. And that's how you measure it.
And, of course, from this, you get the winners of this 1960 campaign.
That is absolutely correct.
And who will it be, Dick Nixon or Jack Kennedy?
According to the figures I have in front of me, it'll be Hudley and Brinkley.
I'm ready.
that was coming through the rye.
Well, we've at last found the studio, and in just a few moments, friends, we will be bringing you concise, up-to-the-moment election returns. Right, Mo?
Just a minute, Dick. Before we get off the air, one more question I'd like to ask you and a couple of fellas here at Radio Central.
Certainly.
Do you think I'll get a chance to do my News on the Hour tonight here, the News of the World Roundup?
Yes, Mo, we have arranged for you to go on at 7:30, so you best get your copy.
Well, I'm awful glad because I had my show all written out to you, and I got two kickers that I think are going to be real cute. Fellas,
thanks.
Thanks for being
with
us. I'm
the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio.
There you have it, our pre-election returns Joy Boy show for this evening. This is Ed Walker here.
Well, it's Scott here, thanking each and everyone for listening, hoping
you're
join us again. Thank you very much, Dick.
Thank you very much, fellas. See you in about 30 seconds.
All right, we hope you'll be back with us again tomorrow when all the hullabaloo is over and we can get back to some little bit of normalcy.
What did you say on the air?
Huh? Hullabaloo.
Family show.
Oh, that's Wally Ballou's brother.
Charlie Staffer, would you?
This program has been selected to be canceled. How it got on tonight, I'll never know.
Up music.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Tonight, NBC discovers too late they've hired too many electronic machines.
Your work has not been going too well, and we're going to have to let you go. This is a recorded message.
This is Morgan Beatty bringing you News of the World and inaugurating by special edition NBC's election night coverage. The big story. The Secret Service spot.
This is the NBC Radio Network.
WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in Washington.
Just thrilling. That's all I got to say, boy.
Well, it's all over now, just about.
I stayed up until 7 o'clock this morning.
You look a little bleary-eyed.
I feel bleary-eyed. Just say 12 hours ago, though, I was up watching the television, Huddly and Brinkley.
You notice how quiet it is around the studio here today?
Kind of awesome, you know?
It is, yeah.
Guys really had to work hard last night.
Oh, they worked long hours.
The newsroom did a tremendous job.
Let's go in.
All that free food.
See if anybody wants some coffee. Yeah. I imagine those fellas are really
close. Yeah, come on in the newsroom here. All right.
Good.
Right. Look at these guys. On more than here, can you believe it?
Now it's drier.
Really hot. Well, look, I don't want to wake them up, buddy. What do you say we
Yeah, let's leave. Personally, they work so hard.
Pretty embarrassing, Bruce. I know. They must be just worn out. Think of their wives.
Yeah.
How patient they've been.
The thing that bugs me is that we got a show to do here and we can't find any engineer.
Well, I'm sure the logical place to look for an engineer.
Engineer's Lounge.
Engineer's Lounge. Come on over here. Okay.
Well, open the door. There you go.
Oh, gee, you're a little breaking up.
I think they put it on automatic pilot. Let's see. They're all in the come on. How do you turn this microphone on in here?
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Bobby. I've been sleeping here.
The mystery man is still up. Would you wake up? As you can tell, these fellows have been working around the clock, and they've been snoring and sleeping here. And
We got a show to do, fellas. I know you're tired, but...
Tired? That's the understatement of the year, boy.
It looks like a Saturday night after a long weekend at one of those summer camps, all these guys lying around here and...
What is this show, anyway?
...half-eating sandwiches and stained coffee cups.
Well, this is the Joy Boy show, what's left of it, for Wednesday. This is Ed Walker here.
And for those of you in Green Bay, Wisconsin,
Greenland?
That's the word I was thinking of.
For our armed forces?
Yeah, if it's mid-July, where this show is done on election.
Yeah, in case somebody tuning this thing in and said, what are you doing? The election was, like 6 months ago.
This was 6 months ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, really?
Yeah.
We always get the new shows first up here.
This is sort of the automatic time machine.
I'll tell you, by the time a record gets up here, it's been a hit and gone for about 2 years.
Coming up on our show is...
We have an interesting thing. Willard left the format sheet over there. We have a nice show for you this evening, though. Very calm and relaxed, as you can tell.
Let's see. We have
The Answer Man.
The Answer Man.
We also have Just Plain Stella Bear.
Just Plain Stella Bear.
And A Great Moment in History.
And A Great Moment in History.
You know, you didn't even have to get the sheet. I remembered it. You
kind of ridiculous that I didn't mention.
Yeah. We have an award, too, by the way.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Why am I cueing the engineer to play the record then?
The Tranquilizer Manufacturers of America have just voted the Joy Boys show the biggest sleeper in radio.